Union United Church, Cinema Politica, and Catbird Productions are proud to invite you to a special community screening of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardon. This special event will take place in Little Burgundy's historic Union United Church on Thursday, September 1st at 7 p.m., and the screening will be followed by a discussion with the director and participants from the film. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. Make sure not to miss this special event. Admission is on a first-come, first-served basis, and a minimum donation of $5 for the church is highly recommended. This event is sponsored by Caisse des Jardins du Sud-Ouest de Montréal and the Sud-Ouest Borough of Montreal. For more information, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Montrealers were so proud it happened in their city.
Music from Pat Martino, Joey DeFrancesco, and Billy Hart to start this edition of Jazz Euphorium here on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was their version of Sonny Rollins' Olio, recorded live at the Oakland Jazz Club Yoshi's in 2001 and released on Blue Note Records. My name is David Rishpan. Thank you for joining us. We are going to pay tribute to figures in jazz and improvised music who have left their planetary existence over the past week or so. It was a really heavy week for lovers of this music. And unfortunately, Joey DeFrancesco was one of those people who passed away at the age of 51 in Arizona on August 25th. He was most renowned as an organist, of course, putting the B3 kind of back on the map during his rise in the late 80s and early 90s, but he was also a vocalist, a trumpet player, and a tenor saxophonist on his last record. He was born in the Philadelphia area and grew up with his fellow Philadelphians, Christian McBride, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Questlove, and was an inspiration not only to them by being plucked out of high school to go play with Miles Davis in the late 80s, but also an inspiration to the generations of musicians, organ players, and other instrumentalists that he met along the way in his journey. Of course, myself as a piano player, keyboard player, Joey has always been the modern textbook of what is possible behind a Hammond organ, and he will be deeply, deeply missed. We're going to continue with music from his album Project Freedom, released in 2017 on Mac Avenue Records, and we're going to hear a composition called The Unifier. I'm
I'm Thank you.
Music from Joey DeFrancesco's longstanding trio of Paul Bullenback on guitar and Byron Landom on drums. That was from the album Snapshot, the original trio released in 2009 on High Note Records, and that was their version of Ron Carter's 81. You are listening to Jazz Euphorium here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is David Rishpan. Before that, we heard John Coltrane's Take the Coltrane from guitarist John McLaughlin from the album After the Rain, released in 1993 on Universal Music, and that featured Joey DeFrancesco once again on organ and Elvin Jones on drums. And we started that block in tribute to Joey with his track The Unifier from the album Project Freedom from 2017 on Mack Avenue Records. We're paying tribute to those who transitioned in the past week that were connected to jazz and improvised music. And the next person we are going to talk about and listen to is the trumpeter and composer Jamie Branch, also known on social media as Jamie Breezy Branch. She passed away in her apartment in Red Hook, Brooklyn, New York on August 22nd. And was only 39 years old. She had already been connected to scenes in Baltimore, Chicago, recording for the label International Anthem, and New York, where she was presently living. The tributes that have been pouring out for her just show how influential a figure she was in her artistic community, not just as a performer, but as a human being. The Fly or Die records are really clear, especially the last one, are really clear in her vision and her drive for a better world and a better artistic community. This quote is on her website, and I think it sums up her artistic vision, but also what great musicians try to do at our best moments. Quote, "All the music that ever was and ever will be is here now. It exists in a cloud just above our heads, and when we play, we pluck it out of the ether for a little while before sending it back up." Thanks for plucking all these sounds out of the ether, Jamie Branch. We miss you. We're going to play a couple of tracks from her 2017 album, Fly or Die. This first one is called Leaves of Glass. Music from trumpeter and composer Jamie Branch from her album Fly or Die 2, Bird Dogs of Paradise. That was called Simple Silver Surfer, featuring Jamie on trumpet and electronics, Jason Ajemian on bass, Chad Taylor on drums, and Lester St. Louis on cello. Before that, we heard two tracks from Fly or Die 1, released in 2017. The first part was called Leaves of Glass, and the second part was called The Storm, featuring multi-instrumentalist and fellow Chicagoan Ben Lamar Gay. Also featured on that record, Chad Taylor on drums, Josh Berman as well on cornet, as well as Ben and Jamie on trumpet, Jason Ajemian once again on bass. We're going to hear music from Jamie Branch's most recent record called Pink Dolphins. This is under the alias or the band name Antiloper, which is a duo with drummer and electronic musician Jason Nazari. And on this particular track, Jeff Parker is on guitar and additional electronics. The track is called Delfin Rosado, Antiloper. Jamie Branch, Jason Nazari, and Jeff Parker here on CKUT 90.3 FM, Jazz Euphorium.
Cause you bring me happiness. And I guess I love you.
Youth in Motion presents the Little Burgundy Festival. Come and join the fun with activities for children, prizes to win a diversity game, and delicious and tasty foods for all to discover. The 37th Little Burgundy Festival takes place on Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park from 12.